We continue to celebrate 4-H month as we now bring in Max Lidke. Max, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're celebrating 4-H month, and you're a guy that's been very involved in 4-H. I guess, first of all, tell us what 4-H group you're with and how long you've been involved.
Yeah, I'm with the Lipstick 4-H group in Beaver Dam, and this is my 12th year in 4-H.
Now, what got you involved in 4-H back in the day?
So both my sisters were in it, who are both older than me, and both my parents did, so I was kind of grandfathered in. But then I chose, as I was getting older, to get involved and go on various trips and just getting involved as I could to grow my leadership.
So if you would explain to somebody, what have you learned in 4-H? What is 4-H all about?
4-H is, it's really got its agricultural roots, so interest in agriculture, but there's so much to get out of it and there's stuff for everyone. So the biggest takeaway that I've gotten about it is my public speaking ability and getting able to go up in the front of a room and be able to talk to people. So that was my biggest takeaway. But there's opportunities for you to travel throughout the country, meet new people, show off animals, show off projects. There's crafts, music, all sorts of stuff.
Now, you've done a lot of stuff in 4-H, Max. Do you have any of maybe some of your favorite projects that you've worked on, your favorite experiences that you've had?
Yeah, so probably my favorite project has been the food preservation project. I've really gotten involved with canning and dehydrating. I make beef jerky. I've made fruit leathers, dehydrated pineapple, but then I can about 15 different things throughout the year too, so I'm involved with that. And then my favorite experience was probably American Spirit, which was a trip we went on the East Coast and we toured all sorts of American landmarks.
So when your 4-H time is, I guess, done as officially as a member and not, you know, maybe an advisor someday, how do you think it'll help you later in life?
Yeah, so it's helped me build connections. Definitely, I've met some of my best friends through 4-H, and so I'll have connections for the rest of my life. But also just good life skills with being personable, able to talk in front of people, and just meeting new people and how to approach that.
And right people, 4-H isn't just for maybe kids who live on farms or involved in agriculture. There's a lot of people that that are probably, you know, not set foot in many agricultural situations that are involved in 4-H.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I don't live on a farm at all, and many people in our club don't. But it's really cool because you get to meet people from a wide variety of aspects, and while it has its agricultural roots, you get to learn about it, but you're not forced to into one specific aspect of it. So it's really neat because there's people from all sorts of backgrounds that you get to meet and different experiences.
And what would you say to someone who's considering joining 4-H or looking for more information about their local club?
Just join it, do it, try it for a year, and if it's not for you, it's not for you. But there truly is something for everyone, and I think if you give it a chance, you will find that you belong or that you find people that you have. And you can really reach out to the Dodge County 4-H Extension Office, and they'll get you connected with the right people.
Max Lidke, the Lipstick 4-H, thank you so much for the time, and appreciate all you've done over the years.
Yeah, thank you, Wade.